art, and he thought that Wiggins of the world and Karl-Anthony Towns, he thought all those guys were soft. And that was his big issue up there in Minnesota. And he just didn't want to deal with that. And I think Embiid plays hard. He's not a con man, is he?
No.
Okay, he plays hard. I still don't have a gauge on Simmons. He's very good. But is he the transcendent talent that everyone thought he was going to be coming out of LSU?
He's trying to figure it out, I think, now that Butler's in the mix.
Can I tell you this about Simmons and Fultz?
Oh, here comes the flamethrower.
Yeah. This is my deal on those two guys. They're supposed to be transformative players.
Hot take city.
This one's sizzling. If they're supposed to be such transcendent players and transform the game and be so fabulous that they're going to change your NBA team. Remember, Philadelphia moved up to get Markel Fultz, right? Yeah. They had the number 3.
They did.
And they moved up to get him. He was that good. If they're both that good, why couldn't Simmons get LSU into the NCAA tournament and Fultz get Washington into the NCAA tournament?
It's a fair question.
If you're going to be that transcendent in the NBA, if you're going to change the best league on the planet, but you couldn't get your college team into a 68-team tournament, how the heck are you going to do that? So that's why I asked the question, is Simmons that, or am I? Because I'm still gauging Simmons.
I don't think Philadelphia has enough shooting to compete with the Warriors.
J.J. Redick?
Yeah, he's the guy.
Yep. Butler,
But that's
Redick.
Where I think losing Covington, losing Saric, although you would rather certainly have Jimmy Butler, I think.
Mm-hmm.
There's more work to be done for that team, whether it's at the trade deadline or whether it's in the offseason. I still think Philadelphia is a year away from being a true championship contender, although they are definitely a top 4, maybe even a top 3 or wind up top 2 team in the Eastern Conference this season when it's all said and done. The headline today in the NBA, Stephen Curry's return.
That is the biggest thing going, right? That's the biggest story out there. And if you're a Warrior fan, you're sitting back saying, when is this bad boy going to start? Because I want to see my favorite Warrior.
4 o'clock tip, 2:30 okay. Warriors live here in 95.7 The Game. And I mentioned this stat earlier. I'm going to re-rack this one for you, Coach.
Let me hear it.
Because it blew your mind.
Yeah, it really did.
It blew your mind. Stephen Curry, first game back, this is since 2014-15, so the Steve Kerr era. His first game back after missing at least 4 straight games in a single season. This includes the playoffs. There are 4 times that Stephen Curry has done what he will do tonight.
Okay.
Returned from an injury where he's been out more than 4 games. He averages 33.8 points.
Insane.
Averages 33.8 points.
I just say 34. He's that close. I say 34.
On 57% shooting overall, 49% from 3. He hasn't missed a free throw in any of those games. 6.8 rebounds, 3.5 assists in about 29 minutes per game. Warriors are 4-0 in all of them. So what are you looking for tonight from Stephen Curry? Take your thoughts on that at 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, Chilton Auto Body text line 95795. But the numbers and the history says, Coase, Stephen Curry's going to go off and the Warriors are going to win.
But I say it'll be interesting to see because the Pistons are one of those sleeper teams. I don't think people realize how good the Pistons are. You see, you're not buying, are you?
They're 44, 45 when good in the East.
I'll tell you something. I think that they could be a little bit better than that. I like the two guys that they have up front and Drummond and Griffin. I like Blake Griffin, and I think their backcourt isn't horrible. I'll be intrigued to see what Steph is going to do, but I think here's the deal.
They're not bad.
There are some teams who face the Golden State Warriors, and they go, we are in for a long night, and this is going to stink. And there are some teams who are trying to make a name for themselves. The Detroit Pistons are one of the teams in the latter category. They bring the A game tonight. They are not going to be Phoenix, 4-18 Phoenix, rolling into Oracle on a Tuesday night in February. And they're just going
to
say, oh, this
waiting
is
to have
not
the players
well.
Coach
yeah,
against them.
Yeah. You know, exactly. That's one of those. This is a day where just like the Raptors brought it the other night. These two games, if I'm the Warriors, should be thought of as two games of a playoff series. The Raptors brought the best the Raptors had to offer in game one. Now it's game two. You had a day off and game number two, and it happens to be the Pistons bringing the best of what the Pistons have to bring. Now, I don't think Atlanta's best, and I don't think Cleveland's best, is really going to be that much. But today, this game is worth keeping an eye on. That's my opinion. And so I don't think Steph is going to have the easy route to 34. But man, I can't wait to. I wouldn't bet against him.
Reggie Jackson, Reggie Bullock, Blake Griffin, Glenn Robinson III, and Andre Drummond. So they start the two bigs. They roll with the two bigs.
You know what? They're
Blake and
playing. Drummond. They're playing two. They're playing 1998. They play 1998. Let me look at their numbers. What are they averaging as a team? You know, you look at what they're averaging as a team. They're almost 112 points per ball game. So they get up and down. The game itself is changing. It's getting more up and down.
They've won four in a row.
You know what?
To get to 12-7.
That's why, you know what? I like these games more than I like the Atlanta blowout.
They'll get a good effort tonight. The Warriors will get a prime effort from the Pistons. I agree with that.
Yeah, and that's a reason I think it's interesting.
This is the third most interesting game on the trip.
It is.
I'll put it that way.
It is, but there's a huge separation between the third and the fourth and fifth.
Yes.
There's an enormous separation.
Cleveland would be the least interesting.
Right. I would tell you this. This third game is closer to 1-2 than it is to 4-5. Right?
Yes. Yeah. I think that's
so
fair.
That's why I think today.
Although Cleveland may be the first game where the Warriors are actually whole in terms of the four All-Stars, because it looks like Draymond Green's going to be coming back in that game and not Monday in Atlanta. Adds some intrigue there is, hey, the Warriors have all their guys. You kind of throw Cousins out because they haven't really had Cousins.
Right. That part doesn't enter the equation.
You know, yeah.
But Draymond coming back in Cleveland means he has one under his belt before he gets to sink his teeth into the Greek Freak.
Right.
Which I think is important. Hopefully he is 100% healthy.
He can go after Tristan Thompson as an appetizer.
Okay. There you go. Not so bad. But the bottom line is, I do want the Warriors, it's the end of the trip, that's a little bit different. I do want the Warriors to be more real Warrior, as they head into Milwaukee, because then you're going to get a feel for what this team is doing.
To me, that's when it all comes full circle.
Yep.
Curry goes down, Draymond was already out, you have all the issues between Durant and Draymond from the game in Los Angeles. That all happened in the same 4 or 5 day stretch, which led to struggles, which led to Durant and Klay Thompson going off, which led to the point where this Warriors team is now at 15-8, getting Curry back. It could actually all come full circle if Draymond Green comes back against Cleveland, has that one game. They would basically be right back where they were, facing Milwaukee as close to full strength as they've been in a month, and trying to thump a team that thumped them in their building back in early November.
You know, I've said this before. It can be hard to talk about the Warriors because they're so good. But I do think what we've seen, the struggles we've seen them go through, have kind of re-energized everybody, because it hasn't been as smooth as we had anticipated. And I do think that that adds to intrigue. And now you start to get guys back. Our assumption is, Toronto needed the overtime, JD, to beat them in a close fashion. So when they get everyone back, they're going to be much better than everyone else. What if they're not? What if tonight the Pistons kind of handle them? Do we just chalk it up to, Steph hasn't been around for 11 games, so he's just trying to fit himself back in?
I just don't see it.
You don't see it at all, huh?
I just don't see it. I think the Warriors win. I'm not saying it's a blowout. I'm not saying it's dominance. I just think the Warriors are already playing a little bit better. I think even the Toronto game, they played better. They kept coming in that Toronto game. You know, the Raptors played great basketball, and the Warriors kept coming. And Durant went off, and they had a chance to win it late.
Your answer is this. Through 11 games at the start of the NBA season, the Warriors were 10-1.
That's it.
That's your answer, right?
Yeah.
And the only loss they suffered was
Denver.
It was a two-point, something happened late, the Nuggets just got them type of a...
Yeah, the Nuggets played very good defense.
Yeah, it was 198.
Yeah, lower scoring game.
Your basic look at the season is, I think it's interesting that Draymond said something to KD, and there were some issues in the LA game, and then they kind of hit a little bit of an issue, and we didn't know what was going on. But in the end, when everyone's there, 10-1. That's your answer.
And to me, if everyone comes back and can play 20 games together, again, throw DeMarcus Cousins out of it. But let's say by Wednesday the Warriors can play 20 games straight with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
To me, they're going 18-2. 17-3, something like
that.
Well,
why are we talking about the season then?
And
shouldn't we just start this show in April?
some may say that.
I mean, that's really when it starts.
Yeah.
It starts in April.
So we're going to look up, and let's say the Warriors are a game back on Wednesday. But again, the Warriors haven't been able to get through the regular season having their guys all play together
ever
for that long.
Ever.
But let's say they play 20 games in a row where they have the four. Well,
okay.
To me, that's 17-3, 18-2. And then you look up, at that point, the Warriors probably have a 5-6 game lead in the Western Conference. And it's just time to start looking at April.
Let me ask you this. Let's say it is 17-3. Let's say the losses are to the Raptors and to the Bucks and to the Clippers. Three best teams record-wise in the NBA. But you win 17, but you lose to the good teams. You have any room there for...
Yeah, you file it away.
All right.
You file it away. 888-957-9570. It's JD. It's Jim Cozumel. I'm going to give you my takeaways from the 11 games without Stephen Curry, because I think there's one that stands out above all others. I'll tell you what it is here, 95.7 The Game.
He's back.
Curry, quick release. Splash! Curry, left hash mark, three. Are you kidding me?
Steph Curry returns to the hardwood today against the Pistons.
Curry from the hash mark. He got it! Curry!
Coverage starts with Warriors Live at 2:30. Tip off at 4 on the home of the NBA champs, 95.7. The Game.
Did you know that most people wait 6 or 7 years before they buy a new TV? That's a lot of time in front of one TV. So why not get one of the best sets for the next 7 years, like one of the top-rated Samsung, LG, or Sony models? Too expensive? What if you could get up to $1,000 trade-in for your old set? Who would do a stupid deal like this? Right now, at Video Only, you can get big bucks for your old set as a trade-in and a hot price on the new models. Don't be sorry. Check out Video Only.
Toyota's Operation Black Friday is on, so come in to catch the amazing savings, like $500 bonus cash on top of any other offer on 8 models, including 2018 Highlander and 4Runner, and 2019 Tacoma and Corolla. The clock is ticking. Bonus cash is available on 2018 4Runner, CHR, Highlander, Prius, Liftback, and Sienna, and on 2019 86 Corolla and Tacoma through TMNA and must be applied to transaction. Excludes Highlander Hybrid and TRD Pro. Offers end 12/3/18. Toyota, let's go places.
We all expect to hear this. And maybe even this. But what you may not expect to hear is that Covered California, you can get health insurance at a lower cost. In fact, enrollees pay an average of $5 per day. Plus, every plan includes free preventive care. So you're hearing less of this.
Life can change in an instant. Be covered when it does. Visit coveredca.com to see how little it costs to get covered. Sign up by December 15th.
Think you can't afford a new luxurious mattress? Think again. Right now, save up to $1,000 during Mancini Sleep World's largest mattress sale ever. Rest easy with $1,000 off a Serta Perfect Sleeper pillow top mattress set, or upgrade to adjustable comfort for only $699. Enjoy free white glove delivery, free setup, and free mattress removal. And with no interest for up to 48 months, the savings really add up. There's a limited supply, so hurry into one of our 33 stores for the largest mattress sale ever. Mancini Sleep World, visit sleepworld.com.
The holidays can be stressful.
Hey, that's mine!
No, it's mine!
But there's no better place to unwind than a Casino Matrix. Enjoy amazing happy hour prices on the casino floor and in Zone 8 Sports Bar and Grill. You can play a hand of blackjack, baccarat, or no limit Texas Hold'em while sipping on a frosty 20-ounce beer. Or enjoy one of our 10 signature wing flavors while catching a game on our massive 17-foot screens. Casino Matrix, Silicon Valley's premier 24/7 entertainment destination.
Please gamble responsibly. 1-800-GAMBLER must be 21 plus to purchase alcoholic beverages. Dine in only. Other restrictions and exclusions.
It's Happy Honda Days with Team Voltron.
Remember getting us as a kid? Feel that again with the Honda Clarity plug-in hybrid. It runs on electricity and has gas when you need it.
Awesome!
Get something you'll love during Happy Honda Days. Well-qualified buyers can enjoy 0.9% APR on the 2018 Honda Clarity plug-in hybrid from KBB.com's best value brand for 2018.
Visit your Northern California Honda dealers today for incredible deals on every 2018 Honda vehicle.
For more information, visit Kelley Blue Books, KBB.com. See dealer for financing details.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's 3 times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge and a Wix filter for $33.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts now. 3 times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 Viscrate.
Isn't it great when everything is clicking in your love life? When it comes to romance, there's nothing like spontaneity. What if you had the confidence of knowing when love is in the air, you are ready to go? Hey, it's Guru here to tell you about Blue Chew. You want to be a hero in the bedroom? You got to get Blue Chew. You see, Blue Chew is the first chewable with the same ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. So you know they work. Since they're chewable, they work much faster than a pill, and you can take it anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. So when you're out on that special dinner date and you know you're going to get lucky, Blue Chew is your insurance policy. It's cheaper than the pills. Plus, you don't need to go to the doctor's office because Blue Chew ships straight to your door. Ready to satisfy your partner and your bad self? Take it from Guru. Try Blue Chew and check this out. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use my special promo code Guru. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code Guru.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Zoom gives you flawless video, crystal clear audio, and instant sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's Zoom.us, Zoom video conferencing.
Just for giggles, they should get the ball to Clay. Pass to Durant, though, goes back door for a dunk. Scratch that thought. That was a much better shot. Kevin Durant goes back door, slams it down with the right hand. 85-77, and the Raptors one time.
Now back to Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game.
John Dickinson, Jim Cozumel, Warriors This Week, 95.7 The Game. Tim Bontemps is going to join us coming up at 11:30, but still time for your phone calls, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. The Warriors and the Pistons coming up here on 95.7 The Game. That's a 4 o'clock tip. Tim Roy will be on the call. We've got Warriors Live for you at 2:30, as I'm going to join Daryl the Guru Johnson. Matt Steinmetz, he has the full day off today, but he'll be back on Monday in the normal 10 to noon slot with Daryl the Guru Johnson. So it's going to be a lot of JD and Coase right now. And Coase, we'll get back into some conversation about everything kind of going on around the league with Tim Bontemps in about 10 minutes. But the headliner story of the day is Stephen Curry's return after the Warriors go 5-6 without him in the last 11 games.
That's the hugest story going of the day. I think the NBA world watching, they know that Steph usually returns with some splash and fall to all. They do have a good opponent in the Detroit Pistons, and I do like that. I want them coming back against a tougher team, and I'm excited. I think this is going to be a fun game to watch. I think that's going to be interesting. But there's a story aside from that, which is, how is Steph's return going to affect Kevin Durant, who's coming off three straight games of 40 or more points, including the 51-point outburst? Does he no longer have the green light at all times? Does he no longer look only for number 35? Does he have to play patty cake a little bit and make sure that Steph gets involved in the offense? Is it pretty fair to say, I'm going to guess that KD's not going for 40 or more today?
Pretty fair to say? I wouldn't put it past him.
Really?
I actually
think...
Was
Steph coming back?
I'm going to give you my top takeaway from the time Steph was out here.
Let's get it.
In just a moment. But okay. I want to touch on what you're talking about there, because I actually think it's easier for Stephen Curry to ease his way back in with Kevin Durant playing the way that Kevin Durant's been playing than it is the other way around.
Really?
I do. And I think the way that Curry and Durant played those first 10-11 games before Curry went out, I think that's as well as they've played together at any point in the regular season during the 2+ seasons that Durant's been a Warrior. I think it's been seamless. Curry was getting his. Durant was efficient as all get out. Yeah, maybe not 40 a game, but he was. It seemed to flow. And if anything, the guy that there was some concern about would have been Klay Thompson. But what do you think of that? You think it's easier for a guy like Curry? Because I think Curry deferred for maybe the first 2-3 months of the season 2 years ago when Kevin Durant first joined the team. And then I think Durant had to defer to get Curry going. But by the time we got to the playoffs, they were both kind of rolling with each other, and they were, you know, running that that pick and roll between the two of them in the finals that just shredded the Cavs, and both players played at an MVP level. So I think as the season has gone on, they've figured it out. But I think the beginning of this year is as well as those two have played together.
I think you're right at that point. But over the last 11 games, and that's how long Steph Curry has missed, right? He's missed 11 straight games.
Yes.
Do you know how many different Warriors have led the team in scoring?
One.
Yeah, Kevin Durant. Each and every game, he has led them in scoring, win, lose, or draw. And that's why my question is...
It's a pecking order, man.
You've got a guy who's rolling right now, who's used to squeezing that trigger, right? There ain't anybody going to stop him, not even Clay. There's nobody who's going to stop him from stepping over the timeline and firing away. But is he going to have that same green light now that number 30 walks out onto the floor? They clearly can play together. You're right. There's no question.
Another Sean Connery reference on the,
really?
On the text line.
Sean Connery.
925. JD, you're such a Sean Connery lookalike tease.
You are. You are a Sean Connery lookalike tease. Take that.
Top takeaway?
Mm-hmm.
From when Kevin Durant or from when Stephen Curry was out, for me, Toronto can't hang with the Warriors.
Really? That's what you took away from that game?
That was my number one takeaway from the.
Really?
It's that the Warriors are still going to be number one in the Western Conference, / Toronto can't hang with them if they're at full strength.
I'm not there.
Maybe Milwaukee can because we saw what they did to the Warriors in Oracle, but Draymond Green didn't play in that game. Hopefully we get a full squad. Mano a mano showdown in Milwaukee 6 nights from tonight, December the 7th. That's what I want to see. Who knows if we will? A lot can happen. The Warriors still have to play, what, 3 games before then? But no, my big takeaway, one, Toronto can't hang with them in a series full strength. And then beyond that, I think Kevin Durant, he cured whatever was bothering him. I think he got over the Draymond Green deal.
Well,
like he got over it.
Yeah.
Like he addressed it with Chris Haynes. He addressed it. It's funny. I'll take you back. The shoot around before the Oklahoma City game, the Warriors ended up losing that game the day before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
The day before that, he sits down with Chris Haynes. He kind of clears the air, gets essentially made his statement on everything to mm-hmm. Chris Haynes. Then he met with everybody at shoot around the day of the Oklahoma City game, and he was laughing. He was smiling. It was like a weight had been lifted. Now, okay. I don't know that those two had talked anything out at that point. I don't think they had. And it didn't play out in terms of how he played against Oklahoma City or how the team played. But I think from you throw that game out, from then forward, I think Durant's played like the same old Durant.
That's interesting. I will tell you, I will not go as far as to say Toronto cannot hang with the Golden State Warriors. But December 12th, we'll get a better gauge of whether or not they can. Because the Raptors come out here to Oracle to take on the Warriors. And by then, we assume they are going to be healthy. So then I want to see what they're like.
Yeah.
I think Toronto can play with the Warriors. Can they beat them in 7? Questionable. But can they play with them?
To me, it's a 5-game series.
Yeah,
they're not going to beat them in a series at full strength.
At full strength.
And I think it's a short series as opposed to a long. If you're saying 4 or 5-game series versus a 6 or 7-game series. Because the difference between a short series and a long series is the difference between 5 and 6 games, right?
Right.
A 6-game series is a long series.
You're right.
A 5-game series is a short series.
Definitely.
Right?
Definitely.
I would liquidate all assets to steal from my guy Guru that I'm going to be working with,
mm-hmm.
and I would bet 5 or fewer.
Really? I would say 5 or 6. I don't think it will not be a sweep. If both teams are 100%, both teams are full strength, no way the Warriors sweep the Raptors. No possible way.
Let's get to Jonathan in San Jose.
Let's do it.
Jonathan,
bring
you are on Warriors this week at 95.7 The Game.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Well, with Kevin Durant and the green light, with Steph coming back, I think Kevin Durant will still have the green light. He will play patty cake a little bit with getting Steph Curry back around the game and get him back injured to get his shooting hot again. But I think once Steph is hot again, they'll just continue going back and forth between the two. But also with the Toronto, yes, in a 5-game series, Toronto will keep up with the Warriors. But in a 7-game series, Warriors were taking in six.
Yeah, I'm. You know what? Right. I'm more inclined to agree with you. I'm more on that second point. I'm inclined to agree with you. I'm a fan of that call right there. I think that's a level-headed call. Listen, you've got to give respect to the Toronto Raptors. December 12th, to me, is going to be a fun game at Oracle. When the Raptors, if they're 100%.
Yeah.
See, you are so unimpressed with the rest of the league.
And
aren't
I'm honestly,
you're a snob. You're an NBA snob.
I'm unimpressed with what we see most nights from opponents that come into Oracle.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll say that. Like, really? I actually don't even think that game will be all that interesting.
Really?
Even at full strength. Like, I think the Warriors are going to win that game by double
Milwaukee
digits.
Pantsed you on your floor when you were pretty 100%.
No, Milwaukee,
right?
Milwaukee's been a historically tougher matchup.
Milwaukee pantsed you in your building.
Without Draymond, though.
Oh, man, you and the without Draymond
There's always
business.
Something.
There's, yeah, you. There's
Come
always
on, he's
something.
He's a Spartan. You're a Spartan.
I'm
you should love that guy.
Not too happy with the Spartans
I know.
Recently. I've been a little down.
I know. There's been a lot
they
going
got some
on.
Issues.
They got some issues.
They got some issues, and so I'm not so much claiming
I
them
gotcha.
As much anymore. But that's, I think Milwaukee on the 7th will be good, although it's the end of the road trip. But they should have everybody there. Are you going to discount that end of five-game road trip? They're going to be tired.
I'm not that guy.
You're not that guy?
I'm not that guy.
Okay, because there are some
the
guys
The Warriors
who
have
that.
Plenty of those
They
guys.
Have that. They have that.
Well,
because I want that, and then I want Toronto, because those are the ones that matter. Are we leaving Boston out of the equation?
I'm not. I think Boston's going to figure it out. And I actually think Boston is the number one threat.
You do?
I think Boston's the number one threat if they're whole.
They don't play Boston until late January the first time, and that's on the road.
Right.
That's how tricky that whole thing is going to be. Because Boston, right now, I think Boston's laying in the weeds. Not on purpose. I think they are trying
to figure
it out.
They're trying to figure some things out.
Can it be that Gordon Hayward was Utah good, but he's not Boston good? You know, he was good on a Utah roster for what they did, but Boston had a bunch of guys who were Gordon Hayward. And now they just gave him a lot of money to be. Here's the thing that you see with free agency. Do you pay guys for what they did, or do you pay guys for what they're going to become?
Well, you got to try and find that balance.
And you pay, or are you overpaying for what guys are? That's like, I would never take an ancillary piece to the Golden State Warriors and overpay him to play on my team. Because ancillary guy who plays with four superstars is going to look better. So when he leaves this roster, he ain't going to make your Atlanta Hawks better. Here, he's going to look better than he is. Don't pay him if he's scoring 6 or 8 points here. Don't pay him like he's going to score 12 or 16 with you. It ain't going to happen.
I think that's fair.
You know?
I think that's fair.
Gordon Hayward might be what he is.
Let's get to our next guest.
Do it.
It is the one and only Tim Bontemps of ESPN. Joins us here on 95.7 The Game. It's Warriors this week. It's JD. It's Jim Cosimore here on a Saturday with you for another 90 minutes. Tim, thanks a lot for coming on. As always, we really appreciate it.
Anytime, fellas. How you doing?
Doing great.
Doing well. Tim, let's start with Warriors-Raptors. What's your biggest takeaway? I mean, the Warriors, they fought like heck. Kevin Durant was unbelievable in the game in Toronto. I was kind of left thinking, you know, Toronto played pretty well, but they're going to have a hard time with the Warriors if the Warriors are full strength and those two teams meet up.
Well, I mean, listen, I think if the Warriors are full strength, I think everybody's going to have a hard time, right? So, I mean, I think that kind of goes without saying. I mean, look, I thought Kevin Durant was great. I thought Klay Thompson was great. I thought the rest of the Warriors didn't do much. And I thought that the Raptors, you know, at the beginning of the game looked awesome. And as the game went along, you know, I think they turned off a little bit with the way the first quarter went. I mean, how many times have we seen in the NBA a team, you know, whether it's the Warriors to other teams or, you know, just in general, team goes up 20 points in the first quarter and they kind of turn it off, right? And thank God this game's over. And then slowly the other team gets back into it. I was in, you know, for as much of a disaster as the Wizards are, I was at a game in Washington a couple weeks ago where right after all the trade stuff came out, the Wizards played the Clippers, and the Clippers were up, I think, 50-24 in the second quarter.
Wow.
And you were thinking, man, this is going to be a 45-point loss, and the Wizards came back and won the game. So the fact that it closed up, I mean, look, I wouldn't say that there were moments in that game that didn't exactly look great for the Raptors. You know, you saw some of their guys, Kyle Lowry, you know, ate a wide open three at one point, but then he came back and made one later. There were times they looked tight, but they had Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green to pull them through and win the game in ways they probably wouldn't have in the past. And, you know, I think more than anything, you saw the length and depth and athleticism of that team that if they're right, I think they at least have a chance to give the Warriors more trouble than just about any other team in the league right now.
Hey, Tim, speaking of Kawhi and Toronto, do the Raptors have a chance to do with Kawhi Leonard what Oklahoma City did with Paul George? It was an unexpected place to go, but how is Kawhi fitting in or feeling playing north of the border?
I mean, look, it's always kind of hard to know exactly what's going on in Kawhi's head, right? I mean, he purposely doesn't really let anybody in, which is, you know, totally to his, to his well-being. You know, whatever you want to do is fine, but he doesn't exactly share what he thinks about stuff. But that being said, I mean, look, the Raptors are what, 19-4? They're the best record in the league. They have a deep, talented team. I mean, Pascal Siakam, you guys saw him the other night. I mean, I think he's got a chance to become a Draymond Green type player. Big time talent, getting better all the time. Lowry's still really good. They've got all this depth all over the place and athleticism and length. Danny Green looks like he's back to the way he was before last year when he was clearly playing with a groin injury. I think that the Raptors, if you look at what happened with the Thunder, to your point, Oklahoma City is not Toronto in many ways.
Right.
The Thunder lost in the first round, kind of in disastrous fashion, right? Basically imploded against the Jazz. They had kind of some internal chemistry issues all year long. Clearly the Carmelo thing didn't work. And Paul George stayed, right? And had options to go other places and decided he liked it there. So to me, if the Raptors make the finals and they've got this young, talented team and they've got a GM in Masai Ujiri who is going to, I think, spend this year wooing Kawhi in ways the Spurs were never going to, and can say to him, look at what I've done in the past, the moves I've made, the draft picks I've made. We can continue to build this team around you going forward. I think they have a real chance to keep him, and it would not surprise me at all if he decided to stay.
Tim Bontemps of ESPN joining us here on 95.7 The Game. It's Warriors This Week. It's John Dickinson, Jim Cosimore with you here until 1 o'clock. Let's get our weekly kind of update on what's going on with the Celtics. Jaylen Brown looks like he's going to be out again for Boston. They're still in that seemingly weekly process of trying to figure out what they have and how to make it work and get healthy. Just kind of give us the latest on what's going on with the Celtics.
I mean, you kind of summed it up. I mean, they haven't played since the other night, Monday night in New Orleans when they won big. I shouldn't say that. They didn't play until last night when they pounded the Cavs,
yeah.
Which isn't really much of a game.
Right.
I'm curious how this game tonight goes. I mean, the Wolves have been, as you guys I know have noticed, the Wolves have been another team since Jimmy Butler got traded.
Yeah, they were left for dead, and they've kind of figured it out.
Yeah, they've been incredible. I mean, they've had, I think either the best or second best defense in the league. I think they're 6 or 7-2 since the trade. They just beat the Spurs by, I think 45 points the other night. That's going to be an interesting challenge for the Celtics to see how they handle that. But look, I mean, nothing's really changed there, right? Gordon Hayward played well last night. That's another good sign. But to me, the thing to watch going forward is the starting lineup. And, Marcus Smart playing with Kyrie Irving. Kyrie has been open about the fact how he wants Marcus to play there. I think you can, maybe take that as praise to Marcus Smart. I think you can also take it as some criticism of Jaylen Brown from him, depending on how you read it. Jaylen conveniently has been hurt for a couple. I don't mean that the Celtics are like lying that he's hurt. He did take a really hard fall the other night, but like him being hurt has allowed this lineup to look pretty good. And the Celtics have really struggled to start games. So, if they win again tonight with Marcus, I would not be surprised if you just kind of see this starting lineup, start to roll along here going forward. And then maybe Jaylen becomes kind of a bench piece and this team shifts in a little, in another direction that people didn't quite expect when the year began.
Hey, Tim, I'm going to steal JD's question. We talked about this earlier today about the Boston
sure.
Celtics. Are they loaded? Do they have a number of really good guys, but not enough superstars? Are they so loaded with good guys, but they don't have the guys who carry you to the mountaintop? Is their roster construction? It's really good. I think Danny Ainge is one of the great X players to be a GM in all of pro sports.
Sure.
And I hope I'm getting it right, JD. But
do they need a star?
Yeah.
I think we may have talked about this last week, Tim. But do they need another star as it may basically take two good players and turn them into one great player?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about this before, JD. I mean, look, if you just look at their competition, I mean, look, I've said it before. I think the four best teams, I think teams 2 through 5 in the NBA, when it's all said and done, are in the Eastern Conference, right? You've got the Warriors at 1. You've got the top 4 teams in the East at 2 through 5, and then you've kind of got a morass of everybody else, right? So if you look at those teams 2 through 5 in the East, who has the best player between Toronto and Boston? Very clearly, it's Kawhi Leonard. And over the past few years, you could argue that Kyle Lowry is the second best player, right? You go to Milwaukee and the Celtics. Who has the best player? Well, it's very clearly Giannis Antetokounmpo. You go to Philly. Who has the best player between Philly and the Celtics? You could argue Philly has the three best players, right? Now, Boston might have the next best six players,
right?
But if you look at the course of NBA history, you know, really just go back to 1980. How many times has a team without one bona fide top 10 player won a title? It's one time, just 2004, when the Pistons won the title in a weird, you know, kind of a weird year. And they had a great run, but that team also had, you know, probably four bona fide all-stars on their team, too, right? So they didn't have necessarily the top 10 guy, but they had, you know, you could argue their starting lineup had five guys from somewhere between maybe 20 and 40, you know? So they had a level of depth that you just never see. Now, the Celtics are kind of in that wavelength. They have, if Gordon Hayward is right in particular, they have probably five guys or six guys in the top 50, and maybe that'll be enough if they work things to be able to get to the level they want. But there's a reason the Celtics have been rumored to go after Anthony Davis now for 2 years, right? Like they know that if you're going to truly compete at the highest level, you got to have that guy. And, you know, right now they don't have it. If Kyrie Irving's your best player, you're probably not winning a title. If Gordon Hayward's your best player, you're probably not winning a title. If Jason Tatum is your best player, you're probably not winning a title. And that's not a knock on those guys. It's that if you look at the history of the league, you got to have LeBron James, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Dwayne Wade, Dirk Nowitzki, Shaq, Kobe, Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce. Like, you have to have a super-duper elite player, Tim Duncan, right? Guys that you look at and go, that guy is a legendary player. The Celtics don't have a guy like that. And so maybe they can thread the needle and win with this team if they have to, but like I said, there's a reason that they've amassed all this depth. It's that they can go get a guy like Anthony Davis and say, hey, here's our guy. We're going to build around him. And then now we've got the guy with the depth around him that we can really be a championship team.
Tim, Kevin Durant, his last four games, what has he found?
Not bad.
I mean, as good a four-game stretch as he's ever had in his career, and sure, he's obviously had a great career. I mean, what clicked, if anything? Is it just, hey, he's a great player, he's bound to have a great four-game stretch? Did he have kind of a, we were talking about earlier, kind of a bleep it type of a moment where it's like, look, this is my team without Curry, I'm going to go try to score 40 because that's the best way to try and win? I mean, kind of give us your impressions of these last few games for Durant.
Yeah, I mean, I think you said it before. I mean, you're talking about one of the greatest players of all time, and sometimes those guys just get into a, you know, kind of a nuclear hot range, and they just go, right? I mean, look at how good Steph was before he got hurt the first 10 or 12 games, right? I mean, he was probably playing at this level for that opening two or three weeks of the season. He was shooting, what, 45 or 48% from three on all those attempts a game, and, you know, dropping, you know, 6-8 threes a game, just was playing out of his mind, right? He was back on the, you know, the 400 three pace he was at back in the 73 win season. So, you know, when you have guys that are this good, you know, the LeBrons, the KDs, the Stephs of the world, those guys can just get in a rhythm and go. And like you said, I mean, look, the Warriors, you guys were talking a little bit before I came on, their depth isn't there, right? Like, this team, when you watch them play against a team like the Raptors, right, you look at the guys who are around KD and Steph, or KD and Clay, when that game was on the line. It's Quinn Cook, it's Jonas Jerebko, you know, Damian Jones, you know, Kevon Looney. Like, Looney, I think, is a decent role player in the NBA at this point. But those other guys are fringe NBA players, right? And they're out there against the Raptors, who have, you know, all these legit, solid rotation guys in the league. But KD and Clay, and KD in particular, were so hot that they were able to keep up. And, you know, that's why the Warriors, when they have everybody healthy, are such a favorite, because if you just have that incandescent talent at the top, the other stuff kind of fades away and it doesn't really matter. Because at the end of the day in basketball, generally, if you got the best player, you're going to win the game.
Tim, real quick, I know we're tight on time here, but I'm going to use your East Coast side. 76ers, Markelle Fultz. If you're the Golden State Warriors and you know your first round pick's going to be between 25 and 30, why don't you call the Sixers and say
the Warriors can't trade for him?
No,
they don't have the financial structure to trade for him at this point. I mean, what are you going to do? Trade Sean Livingston for him? and then not have a guy in the rotation. And also, Markelle Fultz needs to go to a place where there's no media spotlight on him, like Orlando or Phoenix. No, I'm being serious.
No, I know. That I just think it's funny. Yeah.
Yeah, if he got traded to the Warriors, the same thing that would happen that happens to him now in Philly would happen to him with Golden State, where every time he got on the court, he'd be scrutinized, right? He needs to go to a place where, like, Orlando or Phoenix or Sacramento or Atlanta or Charlotte or, you know, Memphis, some tiny place where there's not spotlight on him and he can just play and get his head right. Like that, because to me, the biggest problem he has in Philly is that he's just every single thing that happens to him is scrutinized incessantly. And so, you know, the Warriors, maybe they like the Warriors can't make a trade for him that makes sense now anyway, but it also to me would be the worst possible place for him to wind up.
Tim, great stuff as always. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, fellas. Great to catch up with you as always.
All right. Tim Bontemps now of ESPN joining me, John Dickinson, Jim Cozumore here. It's Warriors This Week at 95.7. The game will reopen the phone lines at 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Warriors and Pistons coming up here on 95.7 The Game.
95.7 The Game and Alaska Airlines present the Hawaii for the Holidays Getaway. We're sending you and three guests to the Aloha State this holiday season. All you have to do is go to 95.7thegame.com right now and register. Starting Monday, Joe Lowentibs will call out one of the registered names at 7:20 a.m. If you hear your name, call back within 9 minutes and 57 seconds to qualify. It's the Hawaii for the Holidays Getaway, courtesy of Alaska Airlines, with nonstop flights from the Bay Area to Hawaii. Visit them today at alaskaair.com.
Don't wait for tomorrow. Head over to Berkley Shreds today to protect yourself from identity theft tomorrow. Berkley Shreds will shred your confidential documents, hard drives, and media files while you wash. Contact Berkley Shreds at berkleyshreds.com.
Scratch, scratchy, scratch.
Cha-cha-ching.
Win, winny, win.
Cash, cashy, cash.
Moolah, moolah.
Scratch with a coin, could win some dough. Run to the bank, say ho, ho, ho. Give it as a present, brighten someone's day. Our little gift goes a long way. Holla, holla, holiday scratchers. Holla, holla, holiday scratchers.
Tis the season to scratch. Give the gift of holiday scratchers from the California Lottery. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to purchase player claim.
Isn't it great when everything is clicking in your love life? When it comes to romance, there's nothing like spontaneity. What if you had the confidence of knowing when love is in the air, you are ready to go? Hey, it's Guru here to tell you about Blue Chew. You want to be a hero in the bedroom? You got to get Blue Chew. You see, Blue Chew is the first chewable with the same ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. So you know they work. Since they're chewable, they work much faster than a pill, and you can take it anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. So when you're out on that special dinner date and you know you're going to get lucky, Blue Chew is your insurance policy. It's cheaper than the pills, plus you don't need to go to the doctor's office because Blue Chew ships straight to your door. Ready to satisfy your partner and your bad self? Take it from Guru. Try Blue Chew and check this out. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use my special promo code Guru. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's bluechew.com, promo code Guru.
Toyota's Operation Black Friday is on, and so is your mission to save. Catch these declassified deals just announced. Get $500 bonus cash on 4Runner and Tacoma. That means $1,500 total cash back on 2018 4Runner and $1,000 total cash back on the 2019 Tacoma. Don't let the savings slip away. Bonus cash and cash back are available through TMNA and must be applied to transaction. Excludes TRD Pro. Offers end 12/3/18. Toyota, let's go places.
Implants are used to deliver drugs for a variety of diseases, like glaucoma and diabetes. But is it possible to make these implants so small they become invisible to the naked eye?
So we're designing materials that are at the nanoscale, several orders of magnitude smaller than a human hair.
Dr. Tejal Desai, professor of bioengineering and therapeutic sciences at UCSF, and her team are leading a microscopic revolution.
We took our inspiration from Silicon Valley, but instead of miniaturizing silicon, we're actually creating tiny microscopic devices out of biologic materials.
And this could deliver drugs directly to the places in the body they're needed.
It's really opening up new doors so that we can think of what is the best solution for cancer, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and how can we use engineering to really offer new solutions for these challenges.
Outthinking the limits of yesterday and redefining what's possible for tomorrow. UCSF Health, redefining possible.
When you need to know, turn to us, always live and always local, with news coverage that spans the Bay Area and beyond. All News 106.9 and AM 740 KCBS.
Dell's Cyber Week sale for small business is on. Save big with massive deals on office essentials like computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors and the latest servers. Even other top brand electronics and accessories are on sale. Plus, get free shipping on everything. Quantities are limited. Dell's small business technology advisors can help you find the right tech for your business needs at Cyber Week prices. Just call 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/sbcyberweek. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Now back to Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game.
Coach, we've done a good job here. We're almost 3 hours in and we haven't gone angry show.
Doesn't even feel it.
We haven't gone angry show, which is always
there's always
a risk.
There's still time that could happen when you and I are together.
It's Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game. We're with you until 1 o'clock. It's the Warriors and Pistons. Stephen Curry's return this afternoon.
That's huge. That's worth. That's reason to listen to you guys starting at 2:30.
Yeah.
You listen all day.
Daryl Guru Johnson joining me at 2:30 for Warriors Live.
You guys going to focus on Steph coming back?
We
today?
Are. Yeah. And KD Steph.
You keep rocking the stat, which is pretty mind-blowing, of his return after missing four games or more. Give everyone the numbers, and then I'm just going to I'll give you my thoughts on what he does today.
All right. Stephen Curry, four games since returning from an injury where he misses at least four games. It's happened four times. 34 points, 33.8 points per game on 57% shooting, 49% from three. He's 18 for 18 from the free throw line. He's also picked up 6.8, almost 7 rebounds, 3.5 assists, and he does it playing about 29 minutes. So think about that. Basically 34, 4, and 7. In terms of points, assists, rebounds, on 57% shooting, 49 from three.
That's pretty incredible.
He comes back with a bang.
That's incredible if you're healthy and you're just in the middle of a stretch.
Yeah.
That's something.
That's your first game back. Here I am. I'm back!
You know what? You're right. That's kind of what it is, isn't it? He doesn't just ease himself in.
Oh, you forgot about me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
I'm
everybody.
Back.
Hey, look, I know that guy over there just threw 51 at you.
This is my team.
He got his fitty piece. Yeah, you know what? You're kind of right, aren't you? He does. That's his marker. That's his calling card. That is, hey, I hope you guys had fun with what you were doing. That was cute. But just to remind everybody, I'm back.
Yeah.
That's his Jordan, I'm back. I think that's a good call. This is his team, isn't it?
This is his team. He is the face of this franchise.
He is the face of the franchise. He will be remembered as the greatest Warrior of all time, although I'm old, so I'm partial to Rick Barry. But he will go down as the greatest Warrior of all time, and no matter what goes on, Kevin Durant can go on to win MVP of the regular season this year and the finals this year. It's still Steph Curry's team.
Yep.
If it's a tight game, who gets the ball?
Well,
see, I always think
it's either or.
I think it's... I will say, I don't think anyone gets, well,
but they've gone
wait a minute.
They've gone to Durant in those situations, even with Curry
yes,
on the
they
floor.
Have. Yes, they have. So as much as it is Steph's team, and it is Steph's statement to come out, you've won me over. He's going to come out today against the Pistons. When you made it pretty clear, I'm back, right?
That's
He doesn't ease his way back in. He comes in with a flurry. And that is what superstars do. That is what guys who own something. You know what he's doing?
That is what guys who believe they should have been back Monday do.
Yeah, I think you're right, too. I think you're right. Maybe it's a message to the guys on the sideline. It's like, hey, you know what? If you have me playing in Toronto, it's a different outcome. He is whizzing on his territory, is what he is doing. He is saying, this is mine. And I think today he ends up doing it. I still am interested in this game because I think Detroit is pretty good.
okay.
God, you are a snob. You're an NBA snob.
They're Eastern Conference
okay.
You're
a Warrior fan snob.
They're Eastern Conference okay.
Do you watch the other games in the NBA?
I watch a lot of other games,
you do.
Too.
And you watch them and just go, that's cute what you guys are doing over there.
A lot of times I get disgusted and throw things at my television.
You call that NBA? You people are paying those prices for that?
I have a no-watch list, though.
Do you really?
Yeah, Steiny and I were throwing this around. I don't think it actually made the air, but I do have an NBA no-watch list.
Let's go over it. You want it? Because I'll give you, for instance, like tonight in the NBA.
Yeah, we can run through the schedule, and I can give you some thoughts. Let's sneak in Joey in San Francisco
first. Do that. I'd rather talk
to
Joey.
We can talk to Joey, and then we'll squawk about my NBA no-watch list. What's up, Joey?
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
Doing great, man. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for having me. I just have one quick question. Real quick, I just wanted you guys bold prediction. What do you guys think Steph's going to put up tonight, the stat line? And how many minutes do you think he's going to play?
I think he's going to play 29 minutes.
I agree.
I think he's going to score 34 points. He's going to have seven rebounds and four assists.
Because that's what stats tell. That's what the data tells us.
Thanks, Joey.
I'm honest to goodness. You know what? We should do the over-under on that. We should. You know what? Make sure you're going to bring this up in pregame and then check it out in postgame and see how close
okay.
it is.
Yeah.
Is he going to obliterate it? Like, is he go for...
Oh, I'm going to read that stat at least six more times between now and tip-off.
Does he go for 40 just to say... Because KD's been rocking 40 or more. 44 or more the last three games. Does he rock a 40 piece today?
I think it's going to be 30-ish.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
So he's coming...
28 to 33.
He's coming loaded.
I had to have a range.
He's coming loaded.
Yeah.
Well, I don't disagree with you. All right, you want to get into some... what do you call it, the no-watch list?
I have an NBA no-watch list.
There's like a no-fly zone and there's a no-watch
exactly.
list.
Exactly. And I mean, you want to run through some games tonight or I can just tell you the teams that I...
No, let me go through games and you tell me if anyone's watchable or not.
Okay.
Milwaukee at the New York Knicks.
Okay. I will watch the Knicks, but only if they play at home. And they're playing it. And
that is pretty. That is pretty sliced up.
Just because I like the Garden, I like seeing the Garden on my television. I do. I like hearing the organ. I like the PA guy at the Garden. If there's a game at the Garden, even though the Knicks stink, and they're playing a good team, usually you got to be playing a Milwaukee, a Toronto, a team like that, a Boston, or one of the Western teams.
Yeah.
If one of the Western teams are in there, but other than that, the Knicks would be on a no watch list.
All right.
Like
so
if this was New York at Orlando, forget it.
You're not watching it.
I'm out.
Okay, so the Knicks are on a partial watch list.
If they're at the Garden,
they're home.
I might throw you on.
Milwaukee?
Plus, I like Mike Breen.
Okay,
if he's calling
there you
the
go.
Game too, and yeah. Clyde Frazier.
And Clyde Frazier. And Milwaukee's playing them. You're going to watch Milwaukee.
Yeah, that game would be watchable.
Okay, this I'll be intrigued by this one. The Brooklyn Nets at Washington for the Wiz.
Absolutely not.
There's
you
no
could not
way
pay me to watch that game.
If they go and play in the park next to your house,
I would rather watch hot garbage smoldering.
Really?
For 2.5 hours.
You'll watch Appalachian State take on whoever they're playing.
On
a
constant loop.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Fair enough.
I'll watch Kyler Murray throw swing passes.
I agree with you on that. I'll watch Oklahoma, Texas over.
I'll watch Peter DeBoer's post-game press conference.
When I'm on DeBoer watch, by the way. They're trailing 3-1 right now.
I got nothing on Washington and whoever they're playing.
Let me skip. I'll skip today's.
Brooklyn,
we obviously watch
terrible.
Brooklyn, it's not even worth it.
No.
Okay. Bulls Rockets in Houston.
Nah.
And Lauri Markkanen makes his NBA season debut.
Nah.
Really?
Nah. That's one where I check the score and I go, you know what, Houston, you better be up 15 or you get demerits.
See,
my opinion of you changes. Is Chris Paul playing? Yes. I don't know that he is, but I mean, he came back last night, back to back. But no, that's one where you look at the score and I go, Houston, you better be up 15 at all times, or I'm knocking you down a peg for not coming to play and handle your business.
You're not a Zach LaVine watching the Bulls, Zach LaVine,
no.
Lauri Markkanen, Chris Dunn.
No.
The new kid Carter, Wendell Carter from Duke,
he's
who
solid.
Some say is better than Marvin Bagley.
That's unwatchable.
So the Bulls are unwatchable and the Rockets are unwatchable.
No, the Rockets are watchable. They just have to be playing somebody else. I watched the Rockets last night play San Antonio.
I would definitely watch Bulls and Rockets anytime. No question.
Okay.
This one, I think, is Boston Celtics at Minnesota.
I've watched that game.
That's a good game.
That's a game I would circle.
Yeah.
All right, that's getting a dedicated television.
Yeah, you're okay. So you're home. You're going
I got
all
right. I got a multi setup.
Yeah.
I got a multi setup.
You do because you're a grown up.
I got a multi.
You're a grown ass man.
I could have the Warrior game on and another game on. Or
NBA
whatever.
TV tonight, Boston, Minnesota.
I like that game. That's a good game.
Toronto at Cleveland.
No.
Cleveland is a no watch.
Cleveland,
list.
You can't pay me to watch Cleveland.
The only time has already come and gone.
Yeah, and I don't even care about that.
I didn't care about that.
2010.
Yeah, I agree. I did not watch the LeBron going back home thing. It meant nothing to me.
Nothing.
Everybody was all over that story. I couldn't run from it fast enough.
Right. Warriors Pistons would be, if I was Joe Random Guy and we were doing Pacers this week.
Okay, let's say that. Yeah, let's call that.
In Indianapolis.
Yeah.
I'd say, yeah, Warriors Pistons. That's a good game. In Detroit, Curry's coming back. That's a fun. So that one in the Boston Minnesota game would be two.
And Pacers Kings.
Yeah, I would watch that.
You'd watch that?
Yeah, I would watch that.
So those are the only games that are slated for tonight.
Yeah, that's it.
But what about the rest of your no-watch list?
Look, Miami, unwatchable. Washington,
really?
Unwatchable. Brooklyn, the Knicks, unless they're at home, unwatchable. Chicago, I even put Atlanta. Atlanta is on the
no-watch. You're not interested in these young teams with young players?
Atlanta is absolute.
Is John Collins back yet?
He is.
He is? He's a...
That's an inside joke. Because I was going all with our guy Steiny, actually.
Yeah.
I was going on and on. I don't know, a week and a half ago about how much Atlanta stinks. Like,
okay.
They're really bad. He goes, they're missing their best player. And I go, who's their best player? He said, John Collins. I think he said John Collins to me like 10 times in the first month of the year, because every time I see Atlanta, anything,
Steiny and I think alike.
I say, Steiny, they absolutely stink. Cannot watch them.
Okay.
The Western Conference, I'll say this. The Western Conference, there's only one team on the no-watch list in the Western Conference. And it's Phoenix.
I think they have
some talent.
I think the Spurs are unwatchable.
They're rough.
I think the Grizzlies are unwatchable.
I like watching the Grizzlies.
I cannot watch the Grizzlies.
I'm
friends with both of their announcers. I love their announcers.
I actually watched the Grizzlies play Brooklyn last night.
See, you got a problem.
On the no-watch list.
You have a problem.
But I like the Grizzlies enough to watch them.
You have a serious problem if you could do that. In the Atlantic, you're going to watch the Celtics whenever you can. Knicks at home, Nets never. 76ers?
Yeah.
That's no question. And Raptors.
Sixers
are
fine.
I will watch the Raptors practice. I like them so much. That's how much I like
Orlando's also the no watch list.
See, I love Orlando. For some reason, I'm a closet Magic fan.
I can't stand watching Orlando.
Really?
Although the Frank Vogelfication of them, that not being a factor anymore is.
Although I'm pro Frank Vogel. I did not like that they got rid of him.
See, and I couldn't wait for them to get rid
of him. You can't watch the Heat. Can you watch the Hornets?
They're like a 50-50.
Kemba Walker, is he making it worth it this year?
It depends on who they're playing.
Is Kemba Walker making it worth
Charlotte
it this year?
Charlotte on their own, not on the no-watch list.
Okay.
But it just depends on who.
The whole Southeast.
Charlotte, Brooklyn? No. Charlotte, Philadelphia? Yeah.
So the whole Southeast is pretty much off your radar.
Yeah.
You're not going to watch the Hawks play the Heat.
Never.
You're not going to watch the Wiz play the Hornets.
Nope.
You're not going to watch the Magic play the Hawks.
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
And in the West, you're saying there's only one unwatchable team?
Yeah, Phoenix is the toughest team for me to watch, just because they don't play hard. They don't play hard, and they don't play smart.
You don't buy Devin Booker and
consistently.
Ayton?
I like him playing point guard.
You do, do you?
I actually do. I think that's something that's a little overdue.
That's...
You know what else we're overdue for?
Oh, boy.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1, KGMZ San Francisco, the radio home of the Golden State Warriors. It's John Dickinson, Jim Cozumel. We're with you for another hour here on Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game. Stephen Curry making his return in a mere 4 hours from right now.
Oh, man. You've got the countdown. Countdown to 35 or 34 or more.
Yeah, it's really, 4 hours and 9 minutes, because tip-off is 10 after.
You're right.
But
you got to get the anthem in.
Get the anthem in. Get the lineups. One of the better lineup guys.
You know, I'll be interested in
the league.
You like the Piston guy?
I actually do like him.
Do
yeah,
you really?
And I liked him in person.
You like shouting guy.
I liked him in person.
Oh, so he's a good guy.
Because I was on the trip.
Yeah.
Well, no, I liked, because I was on the trip a couple years ago when the Warriors went there. They went to Chicago.
Yeah.
Went to Cleveland, was on that trip. And I enjoyed, I just enjoyed his act
in
person.
Cool. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool then. That's cool. I will be intrigued if that place, Little Caesars Arena.
That was at the Palace. And I loved
and
the Palace.
And you love the Palace. I love the Palace, too. I've seen many great events at the Palace.
The Palace, we'll get back to some Warriors here.
Sure.
Now we get on too much. The Palace of Auburn Hills is probably the most random arena or stadium that I've ever been to in my life where I'm I'm thankful that I got a chance to see a game there.
That's interesting. That is really interesting.
I mean, you've been to more, obviously, you've been to a lot more than I have. But as far as just random, I've been to a lot of ballparks, probably close to 20 ballparks.
Wow, that's good.
And, you know, I don't know, 15, let's say, NBA arenas.
Still really good.
Okay. But the Palace is the most random one that I was like, wow, I really enjoyed
the experience and everything
of
going
that
to
game
it.
There.
And the difference is, geographically, that arena is in the suburbs.
Right.
And there are some really nice suburbs. People don't realize
where
it.
Would it be like Walnut Creek?
It would be.
Or Concord?
Yeah. It would be like Walnut. It would be like that 680 corridor, somewhere between like Walnut Creek and
Martinez.
Dublin. It'd be something, you know.